podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
For my little break, I decided to go see parts of Colorado that I had not seen. I've lived here 30 years. And in 30 years, I have not seen everything in the state. And I was writing a piece about this over the weekend about how most of us, when we get a break, what do? We go to the mountains, right? Mm-hmm. It's just what we do in Denver. Mm-hmm. We go to the mountains and we fight the traffic on I-70 and we go up there and we get $400 a night condos and stuff like that, right? It's kind of ridiculous. And I thought, screw that. I've got a few days, and just spontaneously, I got in my car and I went east.
Oh, yeah.
And go then, east, young man.
And Lyman. And then southeast.
Okay.
And so what I did was all back roads. I never got on any interstate highway. And just those little two-lane roads where sometimes you could drive for 15 minutes without passing another car. And I went through these tiny little towns. Started by going through Elizabeth and Kiowa and stuff like that. Then I go through a little town called Eads. Are you guys familiar with Eads?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. Familiar with Wiley?
Like Wiley Coyote?
Yeah. And so I was doing this and part of the trip was depressing because when you go through these little towns, it's not that they're just becoming deserted. It's that they are in some ways decaying. And it kind of brought me down a little bit. And when I went to the town, I didn't just fly through the town. I would stop. I'd get off the road and, you know, drive through some of the residential streets and drive, you know, down their little business district. And you see so many things boarded up. And I just think, how sad. Everybody's leaving these little towns and they're all moving to the big urban areas, right? They're all coming to Denver or Colorado Springs or something like that. And so that was kind of a bit of a downer. And I thought, what about these people who still live here? You know, what are they doing? What is their life?
Yeah. How are they making
Farmers,
a living?
Ranchers, yeah.
That's exactly what I thought, Jer. I thought, what are they doing to make a living?
Yeah.
And what goes on in these towns? So I ended up down in Lamar. And you ever been to Lamar, guys?
No, never have.
You've lived here your whole life. Emily, you've lived here most of your life.
I've never even heard
of it. Okay. So this is down in southeastern. It's in the southeastern plains. And these little towns. And then I ended up going to La Junta. And I spent the night in La Junta. And so to give you an idea of what I did, and you're going to think, well, Dom, this is not a very good endorsement to do this. No, I strongly encourage people who have lived here a long time, who have never been to that part of our state, you should go. Because first of all, the people were cool. They were nice.
Do they have a Four Seasons in La Junta?
No, they didn't. But when I'm checking into my hotel, I see on in La Junta, I see the on the desk there where I'm, you know, signing in for my room, they've got a poster for their little community theater. And there was a show that night. And I'm an old theater guy. When I was in high school, I did a bunch of theater and stuff. And I looked at this and I asked the lady at the counter, I go, what can you tell me? And she goes, oh, I don't know. I'm sure it's really good. You know, they do two or three shows a year. And so I was like, you know, screw it. I checked into my room, changed into something comfortable, went down to grab a bite to eat. And then off I went and I went to the community theater, put my money down, went in and I watched their production of Into the Woods.
That's so great.
And I got to tell you, so first of all, it was a big cast and a bunch of people did it. And at intermission, you go walking out, Emily, and they've got free homemade peanut butter cookies and punch.
Oh, I'm surprised you came back from La Junta.
And I'm thinking to myself, you don't get this at the Buell. You know?
No, you don't.
When I go and pay my millions of dollars to go see a show at the Buell, I don't get free peanut butter cookies and punch.
Please tell me you
had
the red punch mustache, you know, like going
a red tongue.
You know what I'm talking about?
Hawaiian punch.
Yeah.
And so overall, I mean, overall, the trip was just fantastic because you get away, you unplug, you're not going to the mountains like everybody does. Mm-hmm. I got to see a bunch of cool things.
Did you kind of have a hankering to move somewhere like that?
I always do.
Where life is simpler.
Just like your trips to Iowa.
Yes, very much.
Every time I take a trip like this, I'm not going to lie. When I went online with Zillow, it's because there was a house for sale down there.
Nice.
And I thought, what is it? This is like 4,000 square foot home on an acre of property, meticulously landscaped, beautiful three-car garage. It was like $200,000.
Boom, done.
It was a $700,000 home in Denver.
Yeah. Right.
It was probably $200,000 there. And like I said,
it would just be simpler.
Kicking back.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to deny, every time I take these trips, I always have those thoughts.
Yeah.
It's relaxing just thinking about it.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And so I would just say that's what I did with my time off is I just got away to the little back towns of southeastern Colorado And I'd like to see our listeners do that every once in a while.
Go support those little towns. Mm-hmm. How cool, man. That's great.
Mm-hmm. And the show was great.
It's good.
Standing ovation.
Right.
How sweet.
When you go to something like that, did you think, I'm probably going to be the only one there? Were you surprised by the amount of...
I didn't know. I saw that same lady at the checkout at the hotel the next morning when I was checking out. And she goes, how was the show? And I told her, I go, man, there's a ton of people involved because the cast is huge. And then when you look at the program, there had to be 36 people behind the scenes working on it. And she goes, well, there's not a lot to do in La Haunted.
Oh. I'm surprised she wasn't in the theater thing. Yeah. And she made the cookies.
She's the understudy.
Great cookies. Yeah. Mm.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.